Hey, this is Dustin. If you want to check out the video of the podcast as we recorded it live, check out youtube.com/regressioncast.
I actually didn't tell very many people. I think you...
Yeah, we're having technical difficulties.
Okay. All right, so welcome to version 2 of the beginning of our podcast. My name is Dustin. I'm Danath, guildmaster, raid leader of Good Riddance on Illidan, US server. 1-6 heroic right now, 25 man. We don't mess with the 10 man stuff. In the top right, we have Shannon, who is our mist healer, commonly dead, but hoping to change that. What is your spin doctor? Is her name, so you can send her gold in the mail or greens to disenchant.
Yeah.
Gold is always appreciated.
Perfect.
If the name gives you any clue, her heals are almost as good as the band was.
Nice. That's pretty good.
Yes,
that's
version
good.
Two.
What did we decide?
Solid
that
foot. Solid
little miss. That one. All right. continuing on to the bottom left, I'll go right now, is Mr. Doug, who plays KM, K-A-Y-M, for mails to him. And he's a feral.
KM.
A feral druid with aspirations of PvP glory. Recently back to the game, basically. And then in the bottom right,
unfortunately,
assistant to the melee coordinator for Good Riddance.
Surgeon General.
I guess we'll say our melee officer. No reason not to.
I think it was like...
We have Will, a.k.a. Dopamine. What kind of DK are you?
Yo.
Are you Frost?
Yeah.
Hey, Frost. Yeah, with a question mark?
Do people play Unholy anymore?
Yeah, what's...
Not really.
Like, that's just less deeps, right? But you're...
Do they do anything? I haven't seen them in PvP.
I mean, it depends.
All right.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay,
yeah.
Well, so whatever. Let's go back to the first topic that we already discussed, but we'll just rediscuss and get it out of the way. So, Dope, I'm sorry, Will, you're going to have to go ahead and re-explain how this
works. So we play on Illidan, right, in the home of at Blood Legion, and I was on the Twittering the other day. I was tweeting, or I was reading tweets, and I don't know if they got the world first or they got, like, one of the first, but the 25-man Spirit Binder kills...
Yep, Spirit Binding.
And apparently some other guilds that had beat them at it had done some spell stealage of a buff from Trash Mob and, you know, helped them to kill it. So they started spamming Twitter with beating bosses, not cheating, beating bosses the right way, no exploit progression, all kinds of shit. Or, I mean, stuff. And I got on there and I was like, we get it, and you don't need to say it every 5 minutes. Everybody knows that you're the best anyway, without having to flaunt it. I'll leave it alone. You guys didn't cheat. You know, you made your point. And they responded with, we don't want at Trash Can Guild to be able to just sweep it under the rug and forget what kind of guild they are. So they're definitely taking the we're better than you are approach on their rating.
Right. I guess I should go back. Well, all right. So my thing on this was that it came out, whether it's true or not, I think it's true, that Blood Legion actually had, and I tried to check on Armory, and I checked, like, I don't know, the only guys I know. So, like, Rig and Absalom, Zonk, no, is Zonkers? I don't know if I checked him or whatever. Point is, I looked and I didn't find it myself, but I heard that the head characters transfer to other realms and do the I don't know if you call it an exploit or trick or whatever, where you actually reset your lockout so you can kill the bosses more often. And I heard they had, you know, 2 or 3 kills or whatever the first week, so they had extra kills, extra loot. And to me, like, I think that that's closer to cheating than using a spell steal buff. I mean, it seems like that's the exact mechanic that it's in the game for.
right?
Yes.
Yes.
I remember.
Hey, Blizzard has since, for an update, Blizzard has since removed the ability for mages to steal that buff. But they did not take anything away from anybody who used it since it was in the game and able to do that.
Right. Doug, were you
not really an exploit?
Yeah,
I was just going to say, I remember, like, they had other buffs like that where they just ended up making them passives to get around that, you know? They didn't intend for them to be spell stealed. It was an oversight. But, yeah, outright resetting your raid instances just to get additional loot, that's super cheesy.
You can only do it only every 3 days, right?
The transfer?
Yeah. 3 days? Yeah.
You tell me, Shady Cat. I don't know.
Yeah, you can't
run in those circles.
3 days.
Okay. But I mean,
I transfer tunes all the time.
Yeah. I don't think that's, to me, that's not something that's beyond repute. And I don't know. I don't like not to start bad blood or whatever. But I mean, I don't know. It seems a little dichotomous to, you know, be doing that kind of stuff and allowing that to go on. And then on the other hand, you know, saying that you're so high road.
Yeah, I think the probably their point of view. I heard about people cross, like, I guess to give people more of a background, I haven't really played this game since Wrath, and even before then I didn't really raid at all since BC, and I remember people would do that switching servers like a long, long time ago, so maybe it's just a point of view where it's pretty common at that high of a level.
See, yeah, like, because I think you're right. I think it's something that's basically been in the game this whole time, but what's interesting is in Firelands, that Korean guild did this to get the first heroic kill on Shinnok, and I think they suspended the whole guild. Like, I don't know. Does anyone remember what happened with them? They definitely took action. Okay. So no one...
I don't know that one. Sorry.
I don't remember.
Yeah, but like...
I did not play Cataclysm.
They either rolled him back. I want to say that they somehow hosed him for a week, and they took the kill away, maybe. I don't know if they took the kill away. But obviously, they took action against it, so A, why didn't they fix it? And, you know, B, obviously, that's not as intended if they're taking action on it. So... I don't know, Shannon, the males are dominating this. Do you have anything to add?
I think that
you like giggle
is...
or
yeah.
How are you? Is that it? That's enough, right? I don't have
All
to
right.
add anymore.
Topic two complete.
That's supposed to be an intelligent woman, right? Just a
yeah.
Just yeah. A pair of boobs.
You're here for words.
Okay.
So all right.
Oh, I'm here for words?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's what I'm supposed to say, at least. All right.
I think that Blizzard would never get on anyone's ass about server transferring back and forth when they make so much money off of that. I mean, I guess it's dimes and nickels compared to how much they make altogether, but it's still money they're making, so...
Yeah.
Right? Because these are people actually paying for two server transfers. Like, what's that? It's like $50 in a whole guild of at least 25 to 30 people. I'm terrible at math because I am a girl, but it seems like a lot of money.
Right. Well, and to be clear, it's definitely not... It definitely wasn't the whole guild. Like I said, I think Rig only has as many kills as you'd expect. Is someone
feeding back? If you look at some of these other people, you see that they have more kills than are possible.
That's the rumor. That's the rumor. I have not confirmed it myself, but it is the rumor. As well as...
Can you just armory it right now?
Well, so I said, I tried to go in armory. The people I could think of, just off the top of my head, I didn't see anything that didn't look kosher there. But... like I said, I don't know. The reports are that they did do this. And like I said, to be fair, I don't know for a fact that that happened. So we're really just having a discussion about the theory of it.
Are you sure the reports aren't that they just like had friends in other servers and hopped over there and like handed in Darkmoon cards early? And,
that like, is a separate issue. And I was going to go into
stuff like that.
Do you want to talk about that? Otherwise I'll...
Well, I don't...
So what...
I don't know
that's supposedly
details about it, but...
Yeah, supposedly they did cross realm to Oceanic servers to get Darkmoon cards, I guess, what, like, maybe 8 hours before everyone else? So, to me, that's, I don't know, to me, that's definitely just on Blizzard. I mean, that's such a easy dots to connect.
Here's my thing. Why does this game not come out at the same time all over the world?
Yeah, That's huge.
Why does Europe get it a day early? Because they're friggin' Chinese and they need something special to buy the game and shell out their beans for it? I don't understand.
Oh, purple. Take that back. Go edit this out.
Shannon's face was amazing.
It's not okay.
I did not get to it soon enough. But wow. That's gotta stay.
I'm just saying, like, I don't understand why this game doesn't come out for everybody at the same time. Why did Europe need to get it first? Why does it have to come out at midnight Pacific?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Or why doesn't it, I guess?
Yeah. Or why doesn't it, yeah, all.
Right, I mean,
there's
I guess.
There's a technological reason to that, servers and all of that
there's
stuff.
There's a technological reason?
Technological
reason. Yeah. No, she used a real word.
I don't know.
Good job.
But that would alleviate all this, you know, what's that dude's name? Athene gets leveled for world first level 90 before we even get the game, like 4 hours before we can even play. He's 90. Like, what is that really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I don't know. I don't know. I guess it's silly. It seems like you really, you're just competing with people that start at the same time as you. I don't know. Shaking your head, Doug. What? What do you got?
Oh, I'm actually playing the game right now. Oh,
great!
It's a rare mob. I gotta kill it.
Penis pictures. Where's the rare mob? I'm coming. I'm here. I'm in game two.
Oh my god!
No wonder your video is cutting out.
Hey, right. I turned the torrents off too.
Okay, perfect. So, I think we kind of beat that to death. Doug, you wanna go ahead with what I found hilarious that you were telling me, and I made you stop immediately because I wanted to hear it on the podcast.
Well, hopefully I have a few people in the guild that actually like PvP, because that's why I transferred servers, and I'm kind of a PvP wannabe, I guess. What I was talking about, and I guess the thing I've been gathering on the forums, and then now that I've just kind of recently hit 1600 rating in twos with a mage.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Beastmaster hunters are retarded. They're retarded. I don't know how they perform in PvE at all, but the video that Dustin's talking about was it was called Mustafa's one button 2k rating or something like that, and it's literally a macro he creates, and you just see him slamming on one key and people blowing up. It's obnoxious.
Is that current, like, and from MOP, or is it old?
Yes.
It is current,
like that Stampede ability they get, I don't even know if it's a talent or if it's like their, I think it's their 87 ability. It summons all their pets. And for a while they were ignoring resilience too, so it just made it even more ridiculous.
So that's the one where there's like 12,000 pets instantly on you and blowing
your eardrums out. There's 12,000 pets plus they're, exactly, they're just roaring and it's fucking zoo. And then they're deterrencing you, so they're like laughing at you while you can't attack them while you're, you know, reverse bestiality on you.
So I think it's just still bestiality.
What kind of podcast is this?
I think it's still bestiality. Can we Webster that?
If it goes the other way.
Yeah. So what is the macro? Like, what does it do?
I should look it up. It literally just it
you
pops.
Come prepared, Doug.
Yeah, you probably Bestial should look
wrath,
it up. Thanks.
Pop Stampede. Pops, oh, I'm going to look it up. Mustafa, one button, kill, PvP.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know who all would really care, but is it just... I mean, what's macroed in there? Is it trinkets?
Yeah, it's literally just popping his trinkets, popping Stampede, and then it's like casting Arcane Shot, and when that's not on cooldown, it casts his other ability. Right. So it's literally just popping his trinkets and then cycling between his two, like, his 6-second auto attack and then his instant attack.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
It's retarded.
Well, it is
amazing.
This wouldn't be the first time that hunters are Imba.
Well, all classes kind of get more of it. I was thinking Monk would be a little bit more Imba, but I don't know.
Yeah.
They're pretty
that's
strong.
Just because you've only played with me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Shannon.
Negative opinion.
It's hard to be Imba when you're not alive.
PvP. or when you don't have a UI or binds.
You went. What did you get to when you PvP'd with her?
I swear.
I we weren't going for rating. We were going for points just to get like just, PvP gear, just straight better than the current heroic PvE gear off of.
I guess that's something actually to bring up that might be more relevant for your rating demographic here is that, you know, like a lot of the bracers are pretty good for most classes to hold you over.
How about the rate of people getting geared with these little tokens? I think that's balanced. It's pretty quick.
Anyone?
I love my tokens.
I received one item from tokens and I immediately disenchanted it because it was already a downgrade.
Well, it's unfortunate.
I got tier gloves. I can't complain too much, but I certainly have seen lots of people get tons and tons of gear.
Right. I mean, I think it's a cool system. I don't have anything against it. I don't know.
I like it.
Yeah, especially for our guild where we're at, where we have a lot of people who raiding is not their full-time job. They do other things. Whoa, Shannon's video. Okay. So I don't know. Like, I guess I kind of welcome that. I don't think it's that big of a deal. You still have to kill the bosses to be able to roll on it. And it's probably going to end up being about the same amount of chances as, you know, like, we'll be using, I guess. Like, people who always raid. You know, I mean, to me, it seems like the more casual players, like in our guild specifically, are just going to save them up and they're going to blow, you know, 10 of them on a night when there's, you know, multiple raids open. Opposed to us, where we're going to save them, we're going to, you know, blow one or two a night, depending on what we're looking for, you know. You like that? Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't mind
the coin thing. System is great, actually.
Yeah, I think it's
it's great for people who are really casual. I mean, they can go and do LFR, which is already supporting the casual players and gives them an opportunity to really get geared. And if you're lucky, you could, like, take a couple weeks off and still walk into a progression guild with, you know,
yeah,
proper gear, etc.
Also, we got legendary gym token dealies dropping in LFR now. So yeah. Casuals are getting a piece of the higher-end action. The legendary?
I'm sure, it's got to be.
Legendary Sigils. Nope, there's the same thing. Same thing.
Yeah. Everyone pays the same subscription price. Good for them.
Here's the thing though. If you're actually raiding real raids, and I say real when I mean not LFR, you get two chances at the tokens. So theoretically you should be getting them twice as fast as the casual noobs. The people that
exactly.
run LFR.
Oh, you're talking
well,
about
yeah, you get a chance for them in the regular raid.
The legendary item we're talking about though, just to be clear.
Yeah, the sigils.
I think sigil is also like technically correct. I'm not sure.
Sigil is really a word here?
I think so.
The sigil of power.
It's a lot of ass noise.
Sigil.
Yeah.
Yeah, so noobs are going to get legendary items too, and they're going to rock their oranges and feel really great about it.
Is it no less of a chance?
My alts are
going to
get legendaries.
Like,
same chance. Same chance.
I've been getting them on my alts, so I think that's really good, especially because sometimes you re-roll for the following tier and stuff. You have opportunities with gear. I don't know. I think that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, that's something where it's sort of lame that just everyone gets it. I mean, it's a legendary. It's supposed to be special, right? I don't know if I'm loud enough here. But on the other hand, they're not really going to get an advantage over the more hardcore players, because we're going to do LFR too, right? So we're still going to have more chances than they are.
Yeah, that's what Jeff was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting double the amount of sigils as, you know, casual player, but casual player is still going to have the opportunity to get, you know, access to almost as much, you know.
Right. So that doesn't bother me. I don't know. I think it's a much better system than just the straight welfare epics from, you know, they introduced in BC, I guess, which we kind of grew used to. And I guess I don't hate
what
as
do you
much
mean,
as...
Welfare epics? Wrath, baby.
So just the whole, like, basically the justice, point system,
and
valor eventually kind of, you know, came up after that. But we're not, like, we don't even question that anymore, I guess, is kind of my point, is we just, you know, we accept it as it is, you know.
Accept that that's the system.
Yeah, how many Valorant points do you have this week, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know, I was actually kind of thinking about it today. Actually. Yeah, I did, I don't know, it seems to cap off really early, especially with, and I guess we can just probably transition into talking about this, especially with the amount of time that we are supposed to put into dailies, it seems crazy that we only get 1,000 valor points or whatever a week. Who wants
dailies?
Yeah, exactly. We all want to rage about this. So who's gonna go first? Feel free,
dude. This is my first time really doing daily. Like, I remember them. What was that island near the Blood Elves?
Quel'Danas.
Yeah, was that the first time they introduced like really a bunch of dailies for rep grinding?
No, not at all. It was definitely like BC was the rep grind. The thing with like the Quel'Danas thing was
oh yeah, you're right.
It was a server wide thing. So when your server did enough dailies, it unlocked Sunwell as well as like the vendors with it, I think is how it worked
they
out.
They did that back in QA. Yeah. Sorry, we're getting like way off. Basically, all it was meaning is like, this is the first expansion where I'm actually doing the dailies. Like before, they were just kind of, I don't know, rep side.
See, that's what we need, though, is we need like the ability for people on this server to unlock it, because you know all these nerds that are like Blood Legion fanboys and stuff, they'll go out there and they'll farm herbs for like 7 hours to like be in the same raid group with Rigneros.
You can't possibly be talking about Blood Legion Spec Ops, right?
Blood Legion Spec Ops, the best guild ever.
It's a completely legitimate guild.
Fun story is, what they do is when they clear on Blood Legion, they take their alts and then they go into Blood Legion Spec Ops and they actually get them like top 10 guild like in the world for 10 man, which is ridiculous.
Oh, really?
And it's just a guild full of noobs. And I actually had a conversation with a unnamed Blood Legioner last year, and I thought when the 25 level guild thing came out, I thought they were just leveling a guild to sell. And he's like, no, why would we sell that? What we do is we just, when we're out of like herbs or something and the auction house doesn't have any, we just post on the guild messages of the day, like, highest contributor of green tea leaf for the week gets a Sinestra kill or something. And he goes, these quote-unquote nerds will go out and farm green tea leaf until we have 7 bank taps full of it.
Ooh. It's actually brilliant. So, I wish we could do that. Like, I wish we had a group of minions to do that for us. Like,
yeah.
I think that's...
They don't.
Make them bow.
Yeah, Shannon, create.
I'm working on it.
Good riddance.
They're
spec ops.
Guild, though. These minions aren't gonna get
the first, you know.
In fact, you know, we used to, this is sort of off topic as well, but one of the pioneers or the people who went and did all of the recruitment for Blood Legion spec ops when it was brand new was actually our druid healer for a little while, once he realized that he was like,
oh, bad person druid.
Yeah, he was a bitch. He's like, once you realize that was like his role and that they weren't actually going to do anything for him, really, he was like, screw
this is someone
he
currently in our guild. Is that what I'm hearing?
Druid for a while. No,
it was bad. Baby, bad.
Oh, BD, yeah, okay. Yeah,
baby liked to eat Ragnaros fire.
He
druid
is
face.
He was their recruitment officer or something like that.
I feel like we're doing
off topic.
Yeah, I feel like there's like we're gonna have bad blood now with Blood Legion, but I mean, I've definitely, yeah, no. I mean, I don't know. I'm just
not me. At least I haven't said anything bad about them. You guys,
I feel like there's going to be a Chinese guild that pops up on Illidan named like Brood Region, and they're just going to try to like Brood Region.
Where are we going?
They're going to try to get free herbs.
That's
whatever.
Pretty,
people sound like Chinese.
That's true.
You kind of do.
Brood Region. It's not the same thing
racism.
As naming your guild like Blood Legion Black Ops.
Right.
I think it's Spec Ops, but yeah.
Right, but I'm saying if you did a Black Ops, they would report you because it's too close. But if you do it like the Chinese version, which would be like Brood Region, I don't think they can report you for that.
You don't think so?
Blood.
Ooh.
No, Brood Region? You're just a, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. That's not overtly racist enough.
I feel like they get so focused on Blood Legion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they are
so focused.
They are always like world first contenders, so good on them for that. I mean.
Oh man.
I know. I want to like. Oh.
Did you guys watch the Blood Legion video? Oh man,
and
the documentary
with them for hours about how to play better.
No, there's a documentary.
Oh yeah, Race to World First. You never saw it?
No.
Yeah.
It was about like them going to BlizzCon and like their like progression and what they think about it, and they had like this Hambeast chick lollipop face. She was on there and she was like, oh, you know, like this guild is the most important thing in my life and like I don't know what I would do without it, and like I put all my family and friends second.
It's terrible.
I'm just saying. That's a kind of let me just
they know GMs, man. We're gonna be like all banned when we go to log in.
I'm just saying that they put a lot into it and they neglect everything for that.
Oh yeah.
Listen, I play an 85 Mystery Remote named Spin Doctor.
She is
anyway, 90
somehow.
Whatever the max is. Somehow she's 90.
Cataclysm.
The cataclysm is gone.
Can we harp more though, like on the topic I brought up of dailies? Like what is going on there? Yeah. Like
so
usually they have
here's the thing. Here's what they want. They want you
hold
to
on,
quote unquote experience their content. That's
right.
What they want. They want you to experience
over
this land
and
that they've created.
And over. It's like a bad lay that just never goes away.
Which is why they did the flying thing.
What? Hold on. A bad lay that never goes away?
I was going to say.
Yeah, you're doing the same daily,
like
the same
pizza.
Content over and over again.
The only kind of lay that doesn't go away, though, is one that leaves you with a present.
Yeah, what do you mean, lay? Like, what am I missing here? Is this
I
a Canadian
like we're
thing?
We're not. Yes, let's carry on.
All right.
We're talking about dailies here.
Okay, Doug, what did Dopa cut you off on? Will cut you off on?
Oh, no, I was just saying, dailies, it's like they're originally golden at first, and then they turn blue. Because
yeah.
They fucking, God, they just make you sad.
That's why they're blue? Yeah.
That's the best I got.
I mean, I could talk forever about how much
I
hate them.
Dailies are blue.
Yeah, because sadness is blue. It's depressing.
Well, I mean, they're eventually going to go. I mean, the thing was, I didn't mind it at first because I was thinking, you know, after you get the rep and you got the vendors unlocked, you're good for the rest of the expansion. But see, that's not the case, because then they trick you and they're like, oh, now the Horde's going to show up. So now we got two more factions you got to do. Good luck.
Yeah, they do keep.
And it's just like never ending stop of crap.
It definitely seems like your reward for doing dailies far too often than not is more dailies to do. And that's just terrible.
Right.
That yeah, I don't know. I tried to have an open mind of the whole thing. And like my wife, Heidi Kipka, like you know, I was asking her because she doesn't get a lot of time to play now. She used to raid with us, but you know, hasn't since you know, casually in DS, I guess. But I asked her like, do you like doing dailies? And she said absolutely, she loves them. And then we're playing the other day, and she just out of nowhere is like screaming about dailies and how much she hates them now. So I mean, it seems I don't understand who it's for is my point. Like if it's for casual people who are supposed to like the dailies, I don't know. That's my, you know, anecdote.
Well, it's just,
I guess
it's just odd that they make stuff like LFR for people that don't have a lot of time to play the game, yet if you want any sort of Valor gear, they've cut the amount of Valor that you can get and are forcing you to play for at least, I mean, how long do you think dailies take? An hour every day at least?
Oh, and bear, well, to do all, I mean, what are you talking about? All
yeah.
of them, though.
All of them. Like, now that you've
like
unlocked, you know, Shadowpan. Yeah, sure.
Of course, then there's all the fun reps that are around, right? The anglers, the tillers, the build your own dragon beast to ride around
fun
on.
Reps.
You're
exactly.
taking dailies
so,
from every single major city. And
yeah, there's
God
probably, what, 80 dailies
all day long.
At any one time?
Oh, there's more.
80 dailies?
There's more.
You know, so.
And I like how you used to, like, sometimes you'd reach your 25 daily cap on the odd day in Kata and previous expansions and be like, oh, crap, I really want to do one more daily because I actually want to, like, max out this faction or something. And this time they're like, oh, don't worry, you can do way more daily than 25. In fact, you can do 2,000 dailies every single day. We will not hold back. Just dailies all day long. Enjoy. Don't worry. If that's how you make your goals, go for it. You can make your, you know, it's infinite. It just never, ever ends.
It definitely seems like it. I don't know. Up until this expansion, like, I always looked at dailies. I hated them and always have. So nothing really changed there. But I always like looked at it as a problem with myself. Like, I'm too lazy to do the dailies. I'm just not going to do it. But I don't know. This one, it seems like there's so many things you have to do. Like, you'll never get the enchants, whatever. It's just way too much.
I feel overly frustrated because I rerolled. Like, I went into raid on my Disc Priest and I was like, wow, this class is broken. And I went and I rerolled. So I was already 2 weeks behind in dailies. And I'm looking at, like, you know, my reputation and thinking I'm not going to be able to get, you know, these rings that everyone else gets because it's so much of a grind. It's just not possible.
Yeah.
It's very, I don't know, it's unreasonable. Like, I can't. It's going to be weeks to catch up, whereas, like, in previous expansions, if you were behind or if you chose not to grind a rep, it was okay. Like, you had to get your shoulder enchants and your head enchants, but that was it. Like, I remember doing, what was that?
I do like them taking out, I do like them taking that out, though, because that was mandatory. Like, there was no choice. Like, if you wanted to raid, you had to grind Therizane rep, but they took that out and gave it to scribes, which is, I think, is a good call, but... You're right.
I do like
lock
that.
The damn
but Therizane
vendors.
Was quick. It was like 10 days or something, and you were done.
Yeah. Well, they commented on the Tabard thing, too. They said that the Tabard doesn't really feel like you're doing anything to help that faction specifically. You're just getting a double-dipping the reward for the five-mans that are quote-unquote rewarding enough as it is.
Yeah, but
I'm never going into another five-man again. I have two level 90s that have all the gear they need from those things. I will never go into them again.
Yeah. Go ahead, Doug.
It's just they have to shift the time sink around. Like, I don't know. I always think of having too much of an old school attitude, but, like, I remember you had to try and find groups before, like, the group finder, you know? And then when they put the stones in, that was fucking sweet, because now you can teleport people to it. You don't have to all fucking fly everywhere. But it's just like,
yeah,
they have to shift the time sink
removing
around.
Removing the summoning thing was, I think, just a big, like, really? You're going to give us that and then take it away? Like, why? Why remove guild summon?
Yeah. I mean, it was nice to have it. I don't know. It's hard to take away, but I don't know if it was really the best idea. I don't know.
Yeah, but they did it, so...
They have so many things working, like, against each other. Like, I mean, yeah, that definitely was one more thing that added to, like, destroying server cultures. But now there's, like, cross-realm zones, and, like, you never know who's from your server, you know, half the time when you're just out there. So, I mean, it seems like a silly thing to take away
true.
Now.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that. Like, they made things feel full, but, like, it's never really full. Like, you notice someone you leveled up with, and oh, they hit 92 or anything like that. It's just like, hey, that asshole took my daily fucking thing I was trying to pull.
Yeah, all of a sudden on Illidan.
Oh,
like,
man.
I was just gonna say, like,
that's
all
just
of a sudden
that's ridiculous.
You're PvPing against Alliance, which you would never ever see. Like, if you were, you know, just on Illidan. So, I don't know. I mean, that's good and bad, I guess. But, I don't know. It is funny. I guess, why don't I go ahead and... What are we at now? I don't know how long we spent before on our first time through when my mic was off. But we'll go for a little bit longer, I guess. But, I guess I'll share the sadness that happened with John X. And I'll rub it in because he'll probably at least hear about this. So, John X... who is one of our shadow priests. What do you mean?
Spriest.
He's a spriest. And he actually ranked number one on our 25-man heroic stone guards. He has been, I think he said for 6 days, he's been camping Galleon. And he has not left that spot, basically, literally, except to raid. Like, he's sat there, like, the whole time camping the thing. And today, it spawned, and his character was sadly sitting right there, and he was AFK, getting ready, doing some other stuff that he had to do in real life, and he sadly missed the kill. But what I thought was funny about the whole thing, other than, like, I totally thought the server was going to crash when it happened. It was unbelievably laggy. Like, Will, you were there. Shannon, you weren't on, right? I don't think so. But Doug, I think you were there, right? Did you make it or
not? Damn right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know. He mentioned though that after the fact, like his brother's on a different server, and I don't know what the deal was, if he was camping that one too or what. But he said Alliance killed Galleon over there, and that just blew my mind. Like, just have Alliance killed like on Illidan. There's no possible way that they could ever have Galleon. Like, I don't know. Like, what is the deal with that boss? Like, should they have it in there? I mean, it's so hard to even get to it. You know, it's hard to even really talk about because the experience on Illidan is different than, I'm sure, than a lot of servers. I don't know. Will?
Well, there's certainly servers that complain about...
A hole?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Doug.
Oh, no, I was just saying, that's all super new to me. Was there bosses like this in Cataclysm where... Like, I guess, like, shots spawning, like, every 20 minutes now, and it's kind of like just a free Zerg, get some loot
thing. Well, I think shots...
I'm not really against clunky. That.
No, I'm not against it as a whole. I don't know. I think what they've said multiple times is that it's a replacement for VOA, which is something that was in Cataclysm as well as Wrath for you Wrath babies.
I remember that. That was a dumb zone. That was dumb. I guess it's better than that, but at the same time, it just feels clunky. It's like just kind of just another big weekly daily almost.
Yeah, I don't know. Shaw, I don't mind. A weekly daily, absolutely. I don't mind Shaw.
Weekly daily.
I think they have a lot of work.
It's good to do your weekly dailies when you're on your monthlies.
They have a lot of work to do. With Galleon. Shannon, are you going to remember what you were going to say? Or am I going to go to you?
I'm already disturbed by Will.
Yeah. What?
I was trying to say is that you've got these bosses like Galleon or whatever his name is. And on our server, you've got too many people and it's a super lag. And that was the problem when Shaw was set up the way it was set up, that, you know, you'd be there, you know, begging for tags and trying to get into groups and, you know, spinning around in circles hoping. But then you go into other servers where there's just not enough people and you've got people looking in their, you know, trade chat, looking for more for, you know, Galleon, who's just standing there, like ready to be hit, and they don't have enough people to actually go kill him. So, I mean, it's the opposite effect in other servers.
Yeah.
Like, didn't you go, like, yourself go to another server and get your kill from him?
Yeah, I did
specifically, they were so happy that people came from another server to kill him.
I don't think that was exactly what I did it with Mips, a buddy who used to be in the guild. He's with Promethean, right? You know this, don't you, Will? Is that his guild?
I don't know.
Okay, I think it's Promethean. I don't know. Eridar or something? No, I don't think that's right. I don't know where they are. But Promethean, they're you know, above us in progression. They're a good guild. And I mean, it was like the middle of the day, so he was just looking for people to help kill it. But yeah, I mean, it definitely was nothing like Illidan. I think they maybe did transfer like a low pop server, whatever it is. But they didn't need our help. It was just, you know, they didn't have enough people on at that time, really.
I'm sure there are servers though that are, you know, I just sort of like that. Maybe they should have more spawns for servers like us. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't like that I missed out. Like, oh my god, I had an exam today. I had to go to school, and I missed out from something in World of Warcraft. I might like potentially not see this stupid boss for months because I might be that unlucky, or God forbid,
I was,
you know, do something outside of this game.
I was pretty resigned to the fact that I was never going to kill Galleon ever.
Really?
So, yeah, really? I was just like, whatever.
Well, that's
not going to camp for 4 hours.
Yeah, that's not how I roll.
Spamming.
Well, here's the other thing about Galleon. I mean, there's so many things that are just wrong about it, but you there's no like weekly cap on loot from him, so you can kill him every time. So that means that every time he spawns, every single person is going to try to get there. So it doesn't even itself out like Shaw does, because Shaw, you know, Tuesday pops around and all the hardcore raiders, you know, are on him, and he's, you know, going to be harder to kill or whatever, get a legitimate tag. But in the middle to the end of the week, to the later in the week, not right before the end of the week, there's, you know, he'll be standing there possibly for, you know, maybe 4 minutes before someone tags him on Illidan. Like, the point is that he's easy to get at a certain point, and that's just never going to happen with Galleon because of the fact that there's no cap on getting loot from him.
I paid some guy 100 gold to drop his group and give me a tag.
Really?
It was
oh, stupid. I remember that for Shaw. Someone was like getting like loads of money, loads of gold, just like inviting people to these groups and like dropping them. No, that was that stupid bunny boss or something. I don't know. But like there's
bunny
definitely
boss?
Exploits around all of this.
Yeah, well,
you
know, that's
boss you get that bunny thing from? I don't know.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about. No,
was this
was
a dream
like,
you
had? Dark Moon boss that drops a bunny. It's a dream of World of Warcraft all day, like all night. No, there's some. It's just about people exploiting, essentially, and it was using an example that you didn't know.
Right. Well,
but people, you take advantage of that, like selling my. I have the tag, selling tag for, you know, 1,000 gold, 2,000 gold, 5,000 gold. People are paying this stuff.
I don't know about you, but I spam paying 100,000 gold for invite every time, and I get invited.
And you never pay them. Pay. Yeah, of course you don't. Go ahead, Doug. What were you going to say? Because I was going to say the same thing.
No, I was going to say, is drop tagging like an exploit? It seems like that would be really easy to fix.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't want to fix it.
See,
better for me. 100 gold is well worth like not standing around.
To me, it seems like it's something that they cannot fix. I absolutely think they would have fixed it if they could. I think it's like so deep in the code somehow that they can't do it without it breaking so much. That's just my feeling on the whole thing. I don't know. I haven't looked up any blues on it. But
did you see that Heroic Elegon had some ability that wasn't dealing damage, but they're intentionally not hotfixing it because people have already killed it and they don't want to screw up progression?
Well, they did hotfix it. They didn't fix it for that week or whatever because of the progression, yeah. I mean, that's a separate issue.
Something like that.
I'm trying to wrap this thing up, but
sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Well, I mean, I guess just to flush out what you said then. Yeah, there was some ability that from Heroic. I don't know if it's the adds are supposed to pulse damage while they're alive or what's going on, but they weren't even doing any damage. I don't know. Like, I was talking to Ferasha, our tank, our other tank. And how do they...
The good tank.
The good tank. How do they not even test, like, a damage-dealing ability like that? How do you put that live... And then you notice after the fact, like, oh, this damage dealing ability it's supposed to do never happens. Like, I don't know. That is what it is. What it is.
Oversight.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Maybe they were just so fucking busy making sure that we spent every second of our day doing their stupid, terrible dailies. They forgot to look at their raid bosses.
Those things take a long time to design.
I haven't done them in like 2 days. I'm like halfway friendly.
And they're not very. Then they're buy dailies for you. Or...
I don't know. I thought that they.
Last time I did them was when Doug did them for me.
I thought they hired those raiders to test that kind of thing. The raiders, you know, that I think they're the same people that went up against Blood Legion for the launch. That was amazing. If anyone watched that.
I watched that. It was like mops coming out. Oh, I gotta go to bed, guys.
Yeah, it was pretty late.
Take a nap.
It was kind of sad. I was rooting for Blood Legion. I was. It might sound like I have something against them, but I don't. Despite what you guys.
I'm rooting for us.
Well, yeah, of course.
So, in good riddance news, Heroic Fang tomorrow night. Gonna get it.
Yep.
Gonna do it.
Gonna do
I'm
it.
Excited about that because it doesn't actually rely on as much on the tank swapping, so I think that will kill it faster.
Any fight where we can just minimize the amount of raid awareness required and we can just zerg the shit out of it, we tend to do pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Face rolling.
Really
good at that.
If I can,
you can point out where you want to dust it and say there's gonna be no mines for Shannon to step in and die.
I mean, standing in fire. Is an old mechanic. You know, don't stand in it. We'll see. I don't know. That should be interesting. Obviously, the tanks will carry. Again, I'm sure. I agree with you guys there.
But you guys carried us?
Well, I'm just saying, we had our...
The tanks carry our guild.
We
love to see that day.
We had our stuff down long before you guys had your stuff down. And your stuff was just not dying to mines.
It's really hard to not die to mines when if you move your tanks die because Never mind. This is not a podcast subject.
Yeah, I agree.
It's an ongoing.
You know, a fun fact to leave on though is everyone should roll a Mistweaver or a Monk for that matter, and get that thing to level 30, and then pick Chi Wave because it sounds like a firecracker when you shoot it off.
It's really cool.
It goes
the highlight of mob
squiggles all over the place. It's really fun.
Real Raiders shut their sound off immediately when they launch the game.
Like that, and it like bounces all around.
Even better, it's blue when it's friendly, and it's red when it's an angry Chi Wave. Did you know that?
Like Star Wars lightsabers.
That's true.
It's fun. Yeah.
And if you don't feel like making your little wavy firecracker go off, you can chi burst, then it looks like you're shooting a Hadouken a la Street Fighter.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's start wrapping it up. So as far as
recap.
Yeah, Doug thinks that that it's worth going
BM
over.
BM Hunters suck.
BM Hunters suck.
Woo!
Blood Legion.
Is there anything? I mean, I think we all is what it is. They get world first.
We don't hate Blood Legion.
Sometimes we don't hate Blood
Nerd
Legion.
Famous. Yeah. We hate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, they don't.
We all. Don't. Yeah, we just support Brood Region.
Yeah, I feel like I. All right. Dailies are terrible, and dailies and the dailies occupation. Yeah. So what are we going to do with this podcast? Do we want to weekly maybe? I don't know. Like my idea originally was to like rotate guildies. So I don't know if we want to keep going with the same group or what. I don't like Shannon at all. So
I think if you want to keep viewers, you probably should rotate in Farrah.
Rotate in Farrah?
What?
Yeah.
I said, if you want to keep viewers,
why would you say that?
Because you would probably show up wearing like some Hannibal Lecter mask.
Podcast.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh, okay. Well, I was gonna say like I should probably do something if people want to send in questions or something that we could field if we get anyone to actually watch this. Yeah, but the thing is, I haven't set up an email account, but I can do that and I can edit in the email address afterward. And knock everything over.
Oh, you mean
over.
You can put it like right here on the screen?
It'll probably be more to your right and down, and to Doug's left and down. That is not your right. What?
Wait.
Yes. Exactly. Right. Oh. I don't know. Okay.
This little four camera thing is pretty cool because I can like reach over here and touch Shannon's face.
And this is regression.
But on my screen, you're below me.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Oh, your thing
you're
is
below me.
Oh, nothing. I guess it hit.
This is regress.
This is all right. So maybe some of this will be cut out.
Oh,
yeah. So probably weekly. Probably rotating people. Probably have an email address. Probably
be more organized.
Probably more organized. My idea was to improve
maybe
weekly.
We can come up
I don't
with
want to worry too much.
Segments. Segments?
That is a word.
With
yeah.
really lame
no, but we could do
that, like,
that
cuts in between and like ch-ch-ch.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Transitions for our dailies?
Yeah.
Transitions, regressions.
Absolutely.
I think you need to make it more interesting for people who are outside the guild. I think a lot of what is entertaining for us is
yeah.
like what we said was entertaining for us. It's not really informative or really interesting for other people.
Are we still recording?
We are still recording. We can't be talking about Shannon riding ice mines or whatever the whole time.
Or Dustin just like, you know, gemming int and wearing leather as a tank.
See, that's something that never happened.
We shouldn't just talk about this. It's not really of interest to other people. Especially
yeah.
if we want to be like, look like we're a solid friend. I'm willing to say you're a great tank in front of the general public.
I'm willing to say, listen,
it's like going to court and just saying some shit. It's necessary for the good of the community.
Yeah, absolutely. A plea bargain.
Would you be willing to say this in camera? Yes, I would.
Okay. Well, I can definitely like shout out my raiding stream, I guess, which is just twitch.tv/Danath, and we raid Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Central Time, 6:40. It goes up till 11 p.m. A little bit later sometimes. So if people are
interested,
you should
watch so I can prove that I don't stand in fire. It's all in there.
Yeah, that's what'll be proven. Absolutely. So okay, all right. So let's say goodbye. Until next time.
Bye.